With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're inside the world's biggest pregame show. 100 hours of Texans Chiefs coverage. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
The Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bullshit? We played them the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
R.I.P. Denny Green, pour one out. Are we crowning the Chiefs too early? That is the question. Wade Smith in for the OG John Lopez. World's biggest pregame show continues up to kickoff. 7 hours and change away. Figgy Fig holding it down. Are we crowning the Chiefs too early? Straight up. Super Bowl champs. It's a year-to-year league. We hear it all the time. You and I are very, very concerned about the Texans, the task ahead, specifically with the Chiefs offense. I've said that the Chiefs are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. I've thrown out the D word. I feel like they could be a dynasty. I feel like they could easily be going for their third straight Super Bowl. Are we crowning the Chiefs too early, Smitty?
Well, I'll tell you this, Mitch. Listen. The Kansas City Chiefs crowned themselves last year. They earned a Super Bowl championship, so they should be respected, especially since they brought damn near everybody back. Now, do I think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year? No, I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year. I'm very much sold still on the Baltimore Ravens. To me, the Baltimore Ravens are the team that's going to represent the AFC East.
Oh, by the way, Texans play them in 10 days, too.
They do. They play them in 10 days, and so it's going to be very difficult first two games for the Houston Texans. But to me, the Baltimore Ravens are the best overall team in the conference. Now, will they actually show it when they get in the playoffs? That's a whole nother discussion. But the Kansas City Chiefs, nobody's crowning them. They crowned themselves. They're the Super Bowl champions. They brought everybody back. They actually got better at the running back spot. And so that's why people are very much so concerned about what's going to happen tonight with the Houston Texans. Now, there are ways to get them beat. There is a blueprint that has been put out there of how this is how you beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And you look at the playoff games from last year, every game they were down early. Every game they got down big, and some of these teams that they play, they didn't stick to the script. They got excited, they got ahead of themselves, and they didn't finish the job. But they can be finished. And so the question is, will the Houston Texans, if they get an opportunity to play by that script, will they go out there and do it? Or will they just say, hey, we don't really have a chance. We're just going to throw the ball all over the yard because we got some new pieces in here and we really don't think we can hold up with them. We got to outscore them. To me, that mentality, if you go into a game and say, hey, we got to put up a bunch of points because if we got to put up a bunch of points because we know they're going to score a bunch of points, that's when you start making bad decisions on fourth down and going for it when you're not supposed to. That's when you have that mentality as a player and the coach is telling me we're going to throw the ball 50 times today because we feel like that's the only way we can keep up with the Chiefs. You're telling me you don't believe that we can win. There's a blueprint out there. The ones that stick to it beat the Chiefs. The ones that don't, don't.
It's lunchtime here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, Wade Smith in for John Lopez. I'm going to use a food analogy since it is lunchtime.
I am kind of hungry, too.
To me, when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, it is the perfect cheeseburger cooked by an elite chef. And Andy Reid likes cheeseburgers.
He does. He's a big fan.
That offense, the way that they use that defense is a perfect cheeseburger. And if you look at the pieces that they're adding, with Chris Jones facing the Texans for the first time since the last two matchups last year, he did not step on the field. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire thrown into the mix, It's almost like they just added some bacon to that cheeseburger that was already very successful. And you got the same guy cooking it. You just paid the extra to add some bacon, maybe some avocado. So you already know what that cheeseburger's like. From the Texans' perspective, you still have the beef. Deshaun Watson's the beef. Deshaun Watson is the straw that stirs the drink.
Yeah.
But you just got different ingredients, and you even got different chefs. So you can optimistically look at this and say, it's all about the quarterback. You have the quarterback, but you don't know what these ingredients are going to look like. The Brandon Cookses, the Randall Cobbs, the David Johnsons. And you don't know how the chef cooks. You don't know how Tim Kelly is going to cook that burger. You don't know how Anthony Weaver is going to cook that burger. You got a new special teams coach. So it's sometimes you learn about teams from week to week in the NFL, and we're going to learn a lot about the Houston Texans. But if you look at the Chiefs and you look at it objectively, I could sit here and pump sunshine up your butt if you want. But if you just look at what the Chiefs have, what's coming back, it doesn't make sense to think that this is going to get worse. It just seems like it can only get better with the bacon and the avocado. And it's not necessarily pessimism with the Texans and how these ingredients are going to look. It's just you've never seen these guys cook, and you don't know how these ingredients are going to work when you see the Texans and the Chiefs tonight. And that's what's so exciting about seeing this, and that's what's so great about the NFL, and that's why the NFL is so great, because in a matter of a snap of the finger, things can change, and you can sit there and say, damn, that's a hell of a burger.
Well, I tell you what, to stick with your food analogy, you talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, and you talk about this perfect cheeseburger, but could them being a little bit complacent and a little bit resting on their laurels put you in a scenario where you may overcook the beef? Maybe the beef isn't as good as it normally would be. The fact that Breshad Breeland is not starting their cornerback for the Kansas City Chiefs because he's suspended. You know, maybe the buns isn't as crisp as it normally would be. You know, maybe you have that going for you. You got a great sandwich, but it's not perfect. And then you look at the Houston Texans. The Texans are the burger. The Texans are goulash. Texans got a bunch of stuff that you've thrown together, and you don't know how it's going to come out.
Sometimes goulash
is damn
good.
One
of my favorite meals.
But sometimes it's better than it is other times. Sometimes you just do some goulash, put stuff together, it's like, all right, this is good, but I've had better. Or sometimes you put the goulash together, and you say, God, what did I do? I need to make sure I replicate that again. We're going to find out tonight if this goulash is on point. If you all these new pieces that you got in the fold, the fact that you got David Johnson here and Hyde is gone, Carlos Hyde is gone. You got Cooks is in the building now. You got Cobb in the building now, and D-Hop is gone. Are these new ingredients going to work all together? Do we need to let it sit overnight and eat it tomorrow before you get the best tasting goulash?
Better not wait.
That's what
tomorrow.
The Texans are.
Better not wait till tomorrow.
I mean, listen. To expect the Texans to win this game is not I don't think that's necessarily a logical explanation. But to expect this offense and this team to get better as the year goes on and they figure each other out, they haven't had any chance to really – they haven't played at all. They've practiced. They haven't played yet. So to expect them to just come out the rip, I don't think that's necessarily a realistic possibility. But that goulash does get better over time. So I think that's what you're going to see out of Houston Texans.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's a guy that I've been accused of crowning too early. And I can understand that. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is making his debut today. But I will say this. The last time Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid had a running back make his debut, it was Kareem Hunt, who fumbled on his first snap. And then he ended up having 246 total yards, 148 rushing, 98 receiving, 3 total touchdowns. Here is Clyde Edwards-Helaire talking about Kareem Hunt's debut and if that has crossed his mind heading into tonight's game.
I'm just wondering if Coach Bieniemy or any of the other coaches or teammates have mentioned to you what happened the last time the Chiefs started a rookie running back in an opening game.
No, sir. I have not been reminded.
You don't know about the Kareem Hunt game a couple years ago, 3 years ago in New England?
No, sir. I don't.
No, he doesn't. Take that. Now, if you think we're getting ahead of ourselves in saying that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to be a problem, listen to this Kansas City media type. It's one thing to say that a first-round pick's going to ball on an offense.
Uh-huh.
But listen to this question before the guy's even played a snap in the NFL. You should lose your credentials, sir.
I know you're focused on this game, and that's where everything is. But also going on right now, there are like a lot of running backs getting contracts, right? Alvin Kamara's in the news. Joe Mixon's getting it. I know you'd like to be there one day. Does that creep in, or are you paying attention to that while this is going on?
No, I'm not paying attention to it. I'm not worried about everything else going on. I only been here probably right at about officially here probably right at about a month and a half, 2 months. So as far as looking at everybody else's numbers, and I really wasn't concerned about it.
Dude hadn't even collected a game check, and this dude's asking if he's paying attention to these running back contracts. What are you doing?
He's a running back, a rookie running back. Like you said, he's been collecting nothing but preseason checks, off-season checks, like $1,000 a week or whatever it is. And now you're talking to him about the re-up of Mixon? Listen, the numbers that he's going to get is going to be way higher than what Mixon got this year because the numbers go up over the years. That's weird. I don't know where that came from.
A strange question. Here's a
strange question.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire talking about facing the Houston Texans, specifically best player in franchise history, J.J. Watt.
Going against Houston for the first game is ultimately, we're looking forward to any competition that we can possibly get. I mean, I'm excited. I grew up literally watching J.J. Watt on TV and playing against him on a video game and everything else. So the whole NFL thing right now is still kind of, you know, crazy to me, but ultimately it's a reality.
It is a reality. Again, the Chiefs got that cheeseburger. They're adding some bacon to it. We'll see what the Texans burger looks like. Hopefully, and I mean hopefully, tomorrow on Reaction Friday / Football Friday, sounded like Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
What kind of hamburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
No. Where'd you get them? McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box.
Where? Big Kahuna Burger.
Big Kahuna Burger. That's that Hawaiian burger joint. I hear they got some tasty burgers. I ain't never had one myself. How are they?
Good.
You mind if I try one of yours? This is yours here, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger. Vincent, you ever had a Big Kahuna Burger?
There we go. Hopefully the Texans got that Big Kahuna Burger tomorrow on Football Friday. Landry Locker, Wade Smith, Figgy Fig with you here on Sports Radio 610. Shout out to the OG. Our thoughts are with him. The things that have changed in Volume 3 of Watson versus Mahomes. Let's take an in-depth look at these and talk about which ones benefit the Texans the most. Game day continues next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.